This evening's post-game coaches interview brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, in 1992, Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. And Matt, a short time ago, we talked about 4 years ago, this is why you guys decided to come to this conference for games like this to set up a Sunday like tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, our approach is always one day at a time, get better every single day. And, you know, you never really want to put yourself in position to think ahead to days like tomorrow. And I got to tell you what, when we were standing in the tunnel watching the end of that St. Joe's game, we were pulling for Rhode Island. That's what we want. That we want this environment. We want this stage. We didn't want to beat the four seed. We wanted to beat the team that people are thinking is one of the best teams in the country. And that's really exciting. You know, as great as some of the memories we have from Asheville and from North Charleston are, this is very special.
Talk about this game a little bit as far as how it unfolded. It was such a collective effort in our view. You had your big players making big shots like Peyton and Kellen, which has become routine. But then across the board, guys were stepping up in so many ways. You could look at every player in that box score, essentially the regulars, and they all did special things.
Well, you look at Rusty, and he played 27 minutes. He had 10 points, 8 assists, and where's his rebounds? He only had 4 rebounds? Wow. Well, I would have thought he had more, and I think that was the difference in the game. Rusty's ability to put his body on people to either get a rebound or the kid to key. Number one, I mean, he's such a good athlete, and he sees a shot go up. He knows that Mobley and Adams are going to shoot the ball. So he just has a good sense for when the ball's about to go up because he plays with those guys for 4 years, and he's running to the rim. And Rusty's ability to recognize that, to put a body on him, to be physical, and either to secure the rebound or to eliminate him from having a chance to get a rebound, I think was the difference on the defensive end. We had such a difficult time to get them to miss shots, especially for that stretch in the second half. And they had a few second chance points, not as many in the first half, but a few second chance points in the second half. But, you know, Rusty went in there and made a difference.
Coach, in the first half, you had Mobley 4-for-9 from three, second half 1-for-7. What did you do to change the momentum for Mobley?
Well, it's some of the threes he made in the first half were early in the shot clock. So it was finding him and recognizing where he was early. And I thought in the first half we did a great job guarding him off of screens. I think Kellen was defending him almost the entire game. And they run a lot of plays, but they never really got him threes off of the plays they run. They got him threes when guys penetrated and kicked the ball out to him when he was open, when they found him in transition. So we told Kellen just to stick with the game plan, just got to find him a little bit earlier in the shot clock. And the thing was, make him miss his first shot. That was point A defensively, other than rebounding. Make Mobley miss his first three of the second half. I don't know if he did, but he ended up missing them at the end.
You look at this game for a long portion of it, the second half, we stated about a 4 to 6 point game, it seemed like. Can you pinpoint or at least tell our listeners about how razor thin the margin of error is in a game like this with an opponent like that?
They have so much firepower, and you saw the shots they made in the second half. I mean, they were taking tough shots. So the kid at Peasy had the game of his life. I mean, we did a pretty good job keeping them off the three-point line, but then they made some really tough, challenged two-pointers off the dribble, off the move, and that's really what you want teams to have to settle for, and they were making those shots. You know, Will Toney made a great adjustment offensively at halftime where we do a good job cutting and curling. We wanted to curl the first screen and then curl the second screen. And that guy was open every time. And that's why we had several layups there, including the one that Kellen made, that big three-point play. And I think that was the one that kind of really deflated them. I think they'd cut it to 4. They'd cut it to 6. I think they'd cut it to 4, and then Kellen made the three-point play. And, you know, young Will Toney recognizing something and making a good adjustment.
Great job by the coaching staff today. What I love about these final statistics, 5 turnovers for the Wildcats, 23 assists. You had assists on 23 of 28 baskets today.
That's pretty remarkable, especially
really
against
amazing.
A team that's as strong defensively as they are. I think they're the second or third best defensive team statistically in the league. you know, the first time we played them, they poked the ball free a lot. The second time we played them, they had a lot of run-out layups that they were able to get in transition because of some bad offense and some turnovers. And we knew that we could wear them down if we ran our offense, but it was going to require us to be really tough when we caught the ball, when they were defending us, and when we dribbled. And you know, John Axel got stripped a few times. Kellen got stripped a few times in that triple overtime game. I don't think they got stripped at all today. And you know, I think it was a mentality thing. I think we were aggressive, but I think we also played very smart. And when you do that and you make threes the way we make threes, or you're a threat from three the way you're a threat from three, you have a chance to be pretty successful and have numbers like you just pointed out.
And as we touched on at halftime, we talked about that 13 minutes. The first 13 minutes of the game, you guys did not attempt a two-point field goal. I know there wasn't intentionality. It was just the way it played out. But did that help in opening up some things on the cuts?
Well, to keep us out of the lane, to not let us drive it, to make it really tough for Peyton. That's what they did early on, which resulted in us taking a lot of threes. And I think that was taxing for them. You know, our mentality is always make them defend. Don't take quick threes. We can get those anytime in the shot clock, as you've seen throughout the year. Make teams defend us. You know, you're not running the Princeton offense or running phony action where we wait and run a play. We are just cutting and screening and cutting and screening and being great passers and great shooters. And we were doing that early on, and it ended up being threes, the result of the first 14 offensive possessions, I think it was. And it wore them down, and that was our goal.
But you get 16 threes against a team that's one of the top 25 in the country in terms of defending the three. How do you do that?
Well, you do it when you have multiple guys step up and make big shots. Oscar Michelson came in, and he had foul trouble, so he was in and out of the lineup. And then Wilma Garrity was doing a great job defensively. But Oscar made those two big, big threes in the first half. When they came out, they made a big emphasis yesterday in their post-game press conference. How important they feel the first 10 possessions of the second half are for them offensively. And we knew they were going to come out with firepower, and they did. We were able to counter that with two big threes by Oscar. And then Rusty makes a three, and then John makes a great pass for Peyton for three in the end. And the shot Kellen made in front of our bench was just, you know, few guys can make that. We had a kid named Curry a few years ago who could, and, you know, Kellen's doing some Curry-like things these days.
So the stage set for tomorrow, Sunday, Rhode Island, you get him again. You said you wanted him 1 o'clock. Be a showdown. Assess this team's energy. Are you worried at all about focus and those things? Because you guys are playing at such a high level.
I don't. This is a special group. They're tough. They're smart. They're led by Peyton Aldridge, and he's the toughest and the smartest. And when the best player works the hardest, is the most focused, nobody else wants to let him down. And that's why this team is playing the way they're playing.
Matt, it's fun. Thanks for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Associate head coach Matt McKillop stopping by. Here courtside, Davidson with an 82-70 win.